where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A world-class automotive and mobility technology piloting zone will be established in Sarnia, Windsor, thanks to an investment announced this week. As Stephanie Schaffs tells us, $8 million will be invested for the Ontario Centre of Innovation.
Minister of Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario, Philomena Tassie, says through the Ontario Vehicle Innovation Network, funding will support over 40 companies as the transportation sector moves toward zero-emission vehicles and connected and autonomous vehicle technologies. The pilot project in the Sarnia-Windsor zone will act as a launch pad for commercialization, focusing on cross-border and multimodal scenarios, while a site in Toronto will be geared towards urban transportation. The project, which will contribute to Canada's goal of reaching net zero emission by 2050, is expected to create and maintain nearly 350 jobs. I'm Stephanie Schaffs.
Sarnia police are expected to release further details today in connection with the city's first homicide of the year. Officers responded to a Queen Street apartment near Divine Street at around 10:30 Wednesday morning and found a man's body. The case was upgraded to a suspected homicide on Thursday. A Sarnia police post to social media this morning stated officers from the operations division had made an arrest. Further details, including the name of the suspect and victim, have not been released. Strathroy Care Dock police are investigating a sudden death at a long-term care home. Officers were called to the unnamed facility on Thursday morning and said later that afternoon the Criminal Investigation Division was working with the coroner's office to investigate the circumstances leading up to the death. No details, including the identity, age, and gender of the deceased, have been released. Police did say there was no threat to public safety. A couple monuments and memorial benches will be added to the Brigden Cenotaph. Upgrades were approved during a recent St. Clair Township Council meeting. Legion Representative Chuck Stevens says the original monument, erected in the 1960s, includes the dates of the First and Second World Wars and the Korean War.
We began our discussions in 2022 within the branch concerning upgrading the cenotaph because Canadian Armed Forces personnel have been involved in numerous conflicts and peacekeeping operations around the world since the Korean War, and many have paid the ultimate price.
One of the approved changes was to add a riser to the monument and add dates of the Afghanistan War. They're also planning to erect two monuments on either side of the main structure with the crests of the UN and NATO. And the city of Sarnia has extended its contract with a pyrotechnic company, which will see the cost of Canada Day fireworks hover around $35,000 a year for the next 4 years. The city's Canada Day committee has worked with Garden City Fireworks since 2013. An agreement entered in 2018 allowed for 4-year optional extensions, so the contract has been extended to 2028. Mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries this afternoon. Wind north gusting to 60. Temperature falling to minus 5 with a wind chill minus 13 this afternoon. Flurries tonight about 2 centimeters in accumulation. A low of minus 9 with an overnight wind chill of minus 17. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.